Blog Talk Radio.
Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. And anyway, I am working around here. I don't see Shannon's number here on the iCaller ID. She may be in the chat room. Anyway, I'm waiting. I don't see Shannon's number up on the caller ID yet, so I'm going to have to wait until I see it. But I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Be Wisdom Radio Network, and I'm a hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner. And this is just the way life is. There's things that happen, and we have no control over it. And sometimes things on this computer don't always work right. And what I may have to do is go three-way Shannon in, and sometimes we have to do that to make it work because the computer just doesn't do things. And that's just kind of the way life is. Things happen, and you have to be adaptable and to move forward even on the go. And for the last month, I've had to have a lot of fun with electronics and do a lot of different things. But it's not that we have the challenges. It's what are we willing to do to expand out of them. And that's what we're going to have to do right now. I'm going to have to get Shannon's number and three-way her on because Blog Talk sometimes don't like to play fair. And let me get Shannon and I will be right back. But anyway, I'll keep going. And anyway, I apologize for this. This is just the way things happen sometimes, and it's all in divine order anyway. But anyway, what is it in life that gets you upset? Is little things like this, because a year ago, if this would have happened to me, okay, I'm going to go three-way Shannon in right now. And welcome back. And I got Shannon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I've got to go into the chat room and see if they can hear us, and we'll see how everything is going. This has had to happen. This has happened before.
Technology, isn't it fantastic?
It is when you have it. It isn't when it isn't.
That is true.
I'm going to need the chat room to tell us if they can hear us. Can you hear both of us? And I hope they answer, because other than that, we'll have a... Anyway, Shannon is the psychic cowgirl from what part of Canada? Calgary?
Alberta. I live closer to Edmonton than Calgary.
Okay. And so anyway, that's a very beautiful part of the country. You live in the Rocky Mountains, right?
I live about 3 hours away from the mountains.
Okay, so you can see them very vividly then.
No, because I live surrounded by trees.
Oh, so you
good.
You live in a very beautiful area.
I do. Very pretty here.
And so Shannon, let's tell everybody a little bit about what you do here and I'm not sure anything is working here. because I think I'm not seeing everything I need to see on the chat room. Let me just hold on. I'm going to see if I'm in here or not. Are you there, Shannon? Anyway, we're getting this all figured out here. I sure apologize for this. I've got to go call Shannon back here.
Okay.
And we should be on the show again, and we're going to go with it. And anyway, I apologize for all this to everybody in the chat room and everything else. So, Shannon, you have quite a thing, and you're a psychic. And tell people a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a psychic, but I'm not the fortune-telling type psychic. In my world, everything has energy, and what I do is I tap into the energy of my clients if they have questions or if they have things they want to know about, and that's where we get the answers, from the universal energies, or their spirit guides, whoever happens to pop in.
Okay, that makes sense to me, and that is very true. Everything is energy, and
yes.
And when you open up to that, that really moves the flows of freedom from inside, doesn't it?
It sure does. Changes everything.
And see, that's one thing everybody is afraid of, is energy within themselves. And that's what we're really afraid of. Do you feel people fear their own energy and their own omnipotence more than anything?
Well, yes, because they don't understand it. They don't understand how powerful they are, and so they think they're powerless. But if they could tap into those energies, they would see themselves in a whole new light.
And that's very true. And when people do that, we're on the air. I just Skyped in.
Oh, good.
Anyway, when you choose to really energize your energy, you really put a free-flowing energy into the universe, and it opens up for your manifestations and everything. So how do you get people to understand it's their energy that moves life forward?
Well, you know what? When they sit down with me, being that I can tap in, tune in, whichever word you want to use, and I know things to give them those validations, then they get to experience firsthand that there is energies. Otherwise, how would I know what I know about them in that moment? And then we work from there. Because first I need them believing, right?
Believing and understanding their own omnipotence. And that, you know, people say, Shannon, that people fear their public speaking, but they actually fear their own abilities and trust in themselves. So how do you get them to understand that they can do that to move forward too before you get them then into the present moment?
Baby steps. We do it just through a lot of discussion. Letting them, because when they sit down with me, they end up telling me a lot of things, and I never judge them. And once you're in a space where you can be seen as truly who you are and no one's judging you for that, you get a freedom.
That's
my starting.
And that's where it all starts anyway, isn't it? And,
yes.
And when people let go of the fears of their energies, how does that open them up so you can move them forward and they see their first breakthrough? How does that really open their eyes and really expand their heart area?
Because they get to experience it. And, you know, we learn so much better by experience than by someone telling them things. And so they get to experience it with me in that moment, right, where it's safe, and then they go out and do their everyday stuff, and they just have a different perspective, and they can feel what the energies feel like of whatever they were working on, and they can feel when it's dragging them down, and they can feel when they're doing things that lift them up.
Now, you said something there, very omnipotent, feeling the energies drag you down and feel the energies move you up. when you really get tapped into your own energies, you can feel what's going on, can't you?
Absolutely. The problem being that we don't recognize that's what it is.
Well, haven't we kind of been ingrained with an energy? If you have something going on like that, you're not normal and you're not this and you don't fit into society, and people really neglect their own energies?
Oh, completely. Completely. I mean, what, 15 years ago, there's no way I would tell anyone I was a psychic.
You know.
Go ahead.
That's very omnipotent. Shannon Lackman is my guest. She's an energy psychic that really, if you're listening, has her really has it right on. And if you just told people, 10 years ago even, if you was a psychic, but do you feel the world's opening up to understand that the psychic and the intuitive is really where life is really expanded and lived? We just think we live in the physical?
Yes, absolutely. It is changing so much. I love when clients sit down with me and they tell me about conversations they've had with friends that they didn't know would be into energy work or seeing a psychic, and then their conversations get so rich and they learn so many new things about each other. It's fantastic.
And do you think that's where people, in, even in relationships, when they feel the energy, they become nervous when one energy shifts in their spouse, and it really becomes, they get nervous because they don't understand what's going on?
I do. I think that happens a lot. Isn't it in all, like, the spiritual literature and stuff, they talk about when you go on this journey and you start your transformation, some relationships will fall apart or fall away because the other person doesn't understand what you're doing?
And that's very much true. And see, to me, now that I've started to understand the energy, and I've really expanded out of the words I use. I don't use the words create, change, transformation, or heal, or want, or need.
Okay.
I took them totally out. And I only use the word expand, energize, enterprise, and experience, or expansively energize. I only use words that come from in there, because I've learned when you say change, transformation, and heal, your eyes narrow.
People shut down?
You shut down. Do you want to see how it works?
Yep.
Okay, say the words change, transformation, heal, and create.
Change, transformation, heal, and create.
Eyes narrowed and went down.
I like your word expansive. That's a good one.
Yeah, so now when you choose, now say the words energize, enterprise, expand, energize, enterprise, and experience.
Expand, energize, enterprise, experience.
Your eyes opened.
You feel way lighter.
Yeah, but your whole front of you opened up, didn't it?
Yes. They don't feel so draggy. Do you think it's because those other words have been used so much and they've been thrown at us?
They got drama in them. Every time you've changed or change, there's a drama in the subliminal landscape. Them are all drama words. They're good words, but on the subliminal landscape, Shannon, they're all drama words.
That makes sense to me.
And see, and being you had, when you said experience the energy, that just lit up like a thing, because that's what we're afraid is to expand the energy, experience the energy of life.
Yes.
Because everything is an energy.
Yes.
And you know, Shannon, something I really, and outside of a science book, how do we know we're even human?
Good question.
And see, that's a question I've been rattling around in myself here for a long time. And it's like that gravity of Earth, is that the ethers of the universe?
Yeah. And what's the definition of being human?
Well, there isn't one outside of in a science book. And you know, Shannon, I'm going to ask, and everything we read in a science book, ain't that to control us and to get us think like the people that teach us and what's in the book?
Yes. Isn't that why it's so dull?
To me, it's very dull, but and I wrote a, you know, you said the word expansive. I wrote a, I write a month, a morning vision, and I used expansively expanding. As I always use two words, like today was revered grandeur, and it really opened me up to a new way, because I don't write a, I write a vision because something I've learned, I've expanded into, is people, when they're telling people what to do, I mean, this is kind of a question in a form of a statement, but when somebody's telling people how to do it and how to expand, are they afraid to let that person expand on their own, do you feel?
When they're telling someone how to do it, I would say it depends on how they're telling. If you're telling from a teaching intention to help them understand better, then no.
Yes.
But if you're telling them because you feel you know better and they need to do it that way, then absolutely. That's the wrong space.
Yeah, and that's the thing I see most going on. I pay attention to what people write because that tells me right where they're at in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody uses the word want, need. You can get your wants and needs and this stuff, Shannon. I'm understanding that person is a want, need because it's coming from them. So I'm real careful what I write.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And I took the words, I've actually taken the words think, know, want, need totally out of my life. And I use the word, I understand my life up to this point. I unleash my enterprising energies to expand through, beyond, and into my desired life. And I have a desire to be wealthy. I don't want to be wealthy. I have a desire. See how the words just work and make it different?
Yes. And the energy between want and desire is completely different.
And see, that's the thing. When I saw that, when I saw you say that, that's what really intrigued me mostly about you, because you're probably one in a thousand people I've interviewed or done anything with that actually uses the word experience and energies. And that is what opened up. So when somebody chooses to engage in your coaching or psychic or whatever you know, how do you get them to how do you really start working with them to get them understanding that basically just about everything we've been taught is a limitation?
Baby steps. Here's what happens when they sit down with me, or even on the phone, it works too. My energy is big. And so immediately they are drawn into my experience, and they get to experience it with me. Does that make sense?
Yes, it very much does to me. It makes total sense in the way. Go ahead.
They get to experience it as soon as they're talking to me.
And how does that, them just experiencing by talking to them, take their... The basically take the blockade down and take away their apprehension?
Because once you experience something, you tend to believe it, right? And even if while we're doing our session, even if they have a little bit of skepticism, it's still okay, because when they go off after, they end up getting validation. Things will happen. An example is, say I was working with someone who had a short fuse, got angry a lot, and we pulled that out of their energy. We pull it out, but we don't pull it out as in take it away. What we do is we give them the knowledge to know the difference for when they're being angry. And so what happens is when they are in a moment and they feel that anger building, they're able to recognize it for what it is instead of just letting it blow. And then practice. Then even if in that moment they don't, the next time they will.
And the thing is they're never going to get it the first time, but it's just the fissuring of that old pattern.
Right. And just even if they don't recognize till after, oh, yeah. Or maybe they won't respond exactly the same way. Maybe they'll respond with less anger. Oh, yeah, okay. And then it just gets better.
and it gets easier. But I learned a little trick with, like, fear and anger. It's a real neat little trick.
Cool.
And I'll just say it to you.
Okay.
Fear. But here's how I change that. Fear is my friend. Expanding affluent, revolutionizing ideas opening me out to omnipotent peace.
Nice.
And see, anger is my affluence, naturalizing genius, expanding revelation, allowing me to listen and communicate in the moment.
Nice. And fear and anger are not bad things, because they're certainly telling you something.
They're seeds of wisdom.
Absolutely, because if they didn't happen, you wouldn't notice.
And that is something, you know, everybody's afraid of fear, and all this stuff is a negative. We don't have a negative thing in our body.
Nope.
When you're going out to expand into seeing it, it's yourself telling you you need it. There's a seed of wisdom wanting to enter your life.
Absolutely. That there's something for you to know in that moment.
Yeah, and there's something to expand me into a new paradigm to experience a better life. And when you can open out to that, it sure takes the angst out of life.
It sure does. And when you're able to just forgive yourself for having fear and angers.
And another thing we want to do, Shannon, we want to give everybody your information right now on how to get a hold of you, because here's something I've been listening to. You've listened to the integrity and the heart of Shannon's voice, and she is really talking about expanding you through your energies, and that's all we are, is one vibrating hologram of energy.
True.
And so let's give them your information so people can call you or email you or get on your website and have a conversation with you.
The best place to find me is my website. It's www.psychiccowgirl.com. Or you could Google Shannon Lackman, but my name is kind of long. If you Google Psychic Cowgirl, you should find me too. And you can go on there and you can send me an email from there. Or you can just email me directly at shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I'm also on Twitter at Psychic Cowgirl.
And here's something else. Now, this is something I really wanted, I really had a desire to ask you. Working with horses, animals, and nature, living around the trees, does that give you more intuitive inquisitiveness to see when you work with people?
Oh, absolutely. Being here, especially with the trees, it's amazing. I find that trees block energy so that I don't get affected by other energies as much, but I also find that they give energy. So if I personally have something stuck in my understanding, I get to go for a walk in my trees and find out. And just being able to connect. I connect with my cows to see when they're into trouble or being bad. They'll tell me.
They do, don't they?
They have this energy about them when they're escaping. It's quite fascinating.
They do. You know, I grew up on a cattle ranch in South Dakota. This one year we had a government surveyor coming through and doing a bunch of land samples.
Yes.
And we just weaned our calves and he left all the gates open.
No.
Oh, yeah. And anyway, all he did was, he didn't understand. It's no big deal. But we had a little bronco. We had about a 400-pound bronco-faced calf, little white-faced bronco-faced calf, stood in the gate looking back like he says, I'm not supposed to do this. But I'm he just stood in the gate looking back. He knew he was in the wrong place. Oh, he was a comical little guy. He just knew he was in the wrong place. He was doing the wrong thing. He just kept looking back. And ain't that what people do when we're doing the wrong thing? We look back and always say, oh, my God.
Absolutely right. Or look around to see if we're going to get caught.
Oh, that's the first thing. You know, that's like when you do something and something happens. It doesn't matter if you're laying there with a broken leg, broken arm. You're looking around to see who's seen you do it.
Absolutely.
And you know, no matter what you do, somebody sees it.
That is true.
He may not be in your vision, but you're in his vision.
That is true.
But now that we just said that, Shannon, isn't that the way people live in their own life too, that way?
I think so.
And, you know, I finally understood what a line balanced and all that stuff. I always heard it, you know, but I finally really have a true understanding and the meaning of it, and it's really helped me.
I just like the word balance intensely.
Yeah, and what it is for me, anyway, it's my visions, emotions, thoughts, and feelings are all pointed in the same direction and going the same way.
That's a good way.
And see, when you say that, it just aligns all your chakras and puts everything on a forward path for me. But how do you feel about that?
Well, but isn't the trick, though, to know what you kind of, what you would like your path to look like? Because
well,
we are so much told how we're supposed to be. But what people tell us isn't always how we feel inside we want to be, right?
Yeah, see, here's the biggest secret. I kept the biggest secret. My inner self will tell me right or wrong.
Right.
It's opening out me to trust my abilities in my heart and open out that and listen to that insane thing that's going to come from someplace down the back of my neck that just makes no sense, but do it anyway.
Yes.
And that's what it is, but it's being willing to trust my abilities and understand people on the outside have their own motives in doing things.
Absolutely. And to trust in yourself is huge, 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 huge. We're not taught that ever.
Well, no. We've always been taught, Shannon, listen to me. I know what you need.
Right.
And basically, what they're telling you is what they need is for themselves.
Well, yeah. Taking away our power.
And
to also be okay with mistakes. Mistakes are not failures. Mistakes are just lessons.
Well, I don't ever make a mistake. I never have made a mistake. Do you know that?
Okay.
But I've energized some good learning lessons.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah, and that's all it is I energize learning lessons. And when I'm willing to energize the learning lesson, I'm willing to step into my true power and my omnipotence. And I like using the word omnipotent because it's all-powerful and unconquerable. It's what it means. And I just like doing that.
I've noticed. It's a good word.
But it's omnipotent. That means you're universally potent.
I like that.
And see how them words, and that's something I'm starting to really open up to is the words I say. But if I say them and I have a balance on the inside and the inside understands what I'm saying, Shannon, it moves me forward.
Okay.
And that's
so
how
did you get yourself in a space?
15 years of this.
There you go.
And really, you know, Shannon, it's like what you do with people is you're really putting their energies forward.
Yes.
And that's what I've learned. And something that this is the most thing I've learned the most for myself, Shannon, is I don't have a memory and I don't have a path.
You don't have a memory and you don't have a path.
No, I got ingrained patterns that are activated from my daily life, and everything is encoded in my DNA and my emotions, and everything is right here. And the memory is being activated from out there. And my subconscious is a file cabinet. When I need something, I can go get that. And it's all right now because it never happened 2 seconds ago. It happened right now.
I agree with your subconscious being a filing cabinet. Absolutely. And I do agree with the memory thing because we don't need to remember everything all at one time. When we need it, it'll be there.
But here's the really thing. Now, you said something there. This is something I've really opened up to, and I'm going to ask you. I use wisdom as a tomahawk missile. It's only good for one time. And if you're always looking forward, the wisdom is in front of you for that And if you could, and when I stopped using hindsight, would you feel that would open you up to see the wisdom in front of you rather than the wisdom that's been used?
I think, again, it depends on your perspective and where you are in your journey. Because I think first you have to kind of do some hindsight to clear it away.
And,
so that you're
and,
not stuck there, like just to kind of deal with it and acknowledge it and accept it and then move forward. I don't know that we can move forward without at least acknowledging and accepting what's in the past.
And I agree with that, but here's something that, let me ask you how you feel about this. This is something I said and it really helped me. Everything in my life has happened in divine order. I'm in divine order, so my life has always has, always will be in divine order.
Yes, I completely agree.
And for some reason, Shannon, that really freed me up. And if I'm listening and what I'm hearing you say, you basically do that. And see, once you can quit allowing yourself to get caught up in the hindsight, do you feel you get to move forward to see that new wisdom?
Yes. But you also have to make that decision, right?
You make that choice in the inside.
Yes.
When you want to reach back and unhook the plow,
yes,
the plow, you move forward.
And I believe it has to be a conscious one. Otherwise, it's too easy to get stuck in our past, right?
Well, we live in the past. What do you think they teach us history for?
There you go. Some of it's interesting, and some of it, I don't even know if it's true.
Well, see, you know, here's the thing. You take a history book, take out all the war, put peace. You take out the hate and pillage and plunder and put love. And where it's famine, you put feast. What would that do to one page of history?
There you go. History would be so much more interesting if we had personal stories more, hey?
Yeah, I mean,
people that survived and thrived and did amazing things, because they did, but we don't necessarily hear about it.
We don't hear nothing of prosperity.
No.
You know, we just come through some prosperous times, but we've been taught poverty through college and our DNA. We got an impoverished DNA. So how do you get people to open up to understand, Shannon, when you're working with them, that money is just an energy from innovation and wisdom?
That one's a tougher one. They have to let go of their belief of what they think money is and let go of their lack. But you know what? It's amazing. A lot of people, I pull vows. We do pull out the vows and replace them with something better. And a lot of people have vows of poverty. They have vows of obligation, which really messes up their ability to be prosperous. It's kind of amazing. And once you pull some of those out, they feel lighter. And then they can understand that money is an energy. And I also teach them how to manifest. Manifest for physical things so that they really get that money is an energy. Because all you're doing when you manifest is aligning yourself with the energy of what you want. What you clearly want.
And what you want in your heart.
Yes, and I like to start them with physical things like cars. Cars are the easiest thing to manifest.
They really are. And you know, it's not really manifest, it's man I feast.
Yes. And see, once they do it, or they manifest a parking spot, or they manifest something that they want to buy, like, say, a camera. Once you do that once, you sure understand that money is an energy.
You know, everything is an energy. And, you know, I pay attention to stoplights, and this is why I do. Because if I'm going down the road and I'm hitting all red lights, I know I'm not vibrating right. And when I start hitting, you know, several green lights in a row, because there's days you just do that, you know you're on the right vibration then.
That's a good one. I like that one.
And see, I pay attention to my energy now because I feel the shifts in it instantly since I really, just like what you said, is energy, experience the energy of life.
Yes.
And so, Shannon, how do you, when people hear that for the first time, how do they react to that, experience the energy of life?
Well, you know, the easiest way that I explain energy to people is, how does a cell phone work? If a cell phone works energetically, why can't you work yourself energetically to get things or do things or understand things, right? I get a little skepticism, but then we just do something. And once they experience it, they believe it.
And you use a cell phone. I use electricity.
Electricity, yes.
Because I'm an electrician, that's why.
Oh, perfect.
And see, you can't see it, but you see the energy of it all around.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know, energy and electricity and life, energy, is all a theory. Nobody has a pinpoint thing on it.
Good point.
And see, and once you can realize that life is a theory, it opens you up to a new paradigm. Don't you feel?
Yes, absolutely. And then you get rid of some of your limits.
Well, yeah. You know, this is something I really opened up, and this was the first time I asked myself this question. It really opened me up. How's everything I know and everything I always done limit my biggest limitation and restricted everything?
Good one.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm hearing, what you do with them when you talk to people. You make them look at everything they've done to see what's holding them back.
Yes, a fresh perspective.
And I forgot to do this. The call-in number is 626-414-3564. And if you have any questions for Shannon, the psychic cowgirl, and working with cattle and horses and the trees, you know, we were talking about the trees, and I got away from the real question I wanted to ask you there. You know, everything, we're all carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. The whole world is. We're no different.
Right.
But how do them trees and them animals all have a real empowering energy for you?
Because they have no conditions. They're just there, and it's just love. They're not, you know, they don't have hidden agendas. Although, I think there is one steer that does like to chase me. He might have a hidden agenda, but that's okay. They're real, right? They're authentic. They're not scared. They're not worried.
No, they look you in the eye.
Absolutely. They're not trying to hide anything. Yeah, I always say that's why I intimidate people, is because they think they need to hide stuff, and animals don't have that.
You know, you said something right there that's really profound. People hide stuff, even, and they hide it, but they don't even know they're hiding it. That's the thing.
Or they don't realize that it's not hidden, because everything's energy.
I mean,
you know, the more you focus on something, the more energy you give it.
Yeah. And how do you, you know, I watch what people do, and I'm getting really, for my coaching, I've learned to pay attention to words and actions and just stuff. And you can really start seeing people, but you know, if you got an honest horse, there's nothing ever hidden a horse.
No.
If it's honest, they don't hide nothing.
No, and they're so sensitive to your energies. You can't hide anything from a horse either.
No, if you're having a bad day, that horse feels it right away.
Absolutely. Or if you're, you know, not really paying attention and they think you should be, they'll do something.
Oh. Oh, yes. Very much so. And well, they do it. And they'll do it in a quick hurry.
Yes. It's amazing to watch when my kids are on the horses, because they're young, how the horses will tiptoe. Right? They're so careful with those kids. Yet my husband or I get on, not so much.
No. But with kids, they're really attuned to life, a horse is.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell anything. I know when there's a storm coming. I know when my cows are being really bad. I have one horse who'll tell me stuff. She's really good at it.
You know, yeah, them horse. we always knew when a blizzard come because, you know, you feed them about the same amount every day, but there's just days where you can feed them 24/7 and they don't fill up.
Yes.
You better be ready.
And you can feel their energy. It's jumpy.
Yeah, and they know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they're preparing. They drink more water. They do just lots of little things.
They do, yes. If you pay attention, you learn a lot, right?
And, you know, actually, yeah. And, you know, something about coaching and what you do, how are them animals really giving you the extraordinary skills as a psychic to expand people's lives?
Because the animals are so easy, right? So you just go hang out with them. Everything's out in the open. You don't have to ever wonder. And so just being in that energy gives me energy to help the people when their energy is not in that space, right?
Yes. And everything is that energy. We're really on a higher vibration when you feel everybody's energy. Wouldn't you feel it?
Yes. Not always fun, but you get used to it.
You know, for me, it's getting to be fun. I mean, everything about life is getting to be fun because it's just understanding the more you energize it, the more life becomes the seed of wisdom. I just look at life as a seed of wisdom.
Seed of wisdom.
And now that I've opened up to that, I don't get as frustrated over little things like I used to. I mean, last month, everything I had electronic is expanded into a new electronic.
Yeah, I've had that happen lately, too.
Mercury went retrograde the 2nd of April.
Yep.
April 3rd, my computer crashed.
Morning
on a Sunday.
Oh, no. That's not handy at all.
Well, I was very lucky. I was in San Antonio. I got a better computer. Everything, it actually expanded me into everything that's going on.
Yay.
And you know, even when it crashed, I wasn't worried about the crash. I had to have a computer that day because I had radio shows Monday night, and I had to have everything up and running. And I still work as an electrician, and I had to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it all turned out just perfect. So, Shannon, when somebody calls you,
mm-hmm.
and you go with them, and do they come to your place, or do you go to there, or do you do your stuff over the phone?
I do either over the phone or they come to my house because I have a spare house, the old farmhouse that's here. I have it as my office, and then I have a store in there, too, for fun.
Okay, now
they're where they live.
Okay, now, when people come to your place and to your little office.
Yes.
Do you have a higher outcome when they're there or when you're over the phone?
I think when they're here, because it's a clearer connection. Over the phone works amazing, but there's nothing like in person, right?
Well, no, I mean, eye to eye, but what I'm getting at is they're around you.
Yes.
And that makes a big, big difference.
And my little house is very magical. And my ranch is magical because it's got the animals and the trees. So, absolutely.
And so
I think it's better in person.
And I do, too. And I also do hypnotherapy and things like that. But when you're in person, but for me, I can do it either way.
Yes.
Good. So what I was getting at for you, being in the trees and the animals, their energy relaxes because they see the animals. Do you think that happens? And they're in the tree.
And it's just the energy of my house, my place here, right? And they're all fascinated by the animals, especially when the cows come up or the horses.
And it takes their mind off their challenges so you can get to the subliminal. Do you feel that?
Yes. I will say one thing, though. Past life regression is better on the phone.
Yeah, they feel more comfortable.
Yes. It's clearer on the phone. Even the recordings turn out clearer.
Yeah. And do you do hypnotherapy or just past life regression, or what all do you do, Shannon, so everybody gets an understanding?
I do some hypnotherapy. I'm just finishing off my advanced classes right now. I do past life regression. I teach classes at our high school and with continuing education. My best thing, though, is the one-on-one sessions, and it just depends on what you need. If it's guidance you need, perfect. If it's chatting with someone who's crossed over so that you can heal your heart about their passing, we do that too. It depends on the individual need. I have a lot of people that show up for that.
And there's one thing people don't have a real clue. We all are unique in our own way, aren't we, Shannon?
Absolutely. Nobody sees the world the same way you do.
And that's good. I'd hate to live in a mundane world.
But don't you think that we struggle to find somebody that sees the world the way we do? Until we accept that's not going to happen?
Oh, very much so. People are so afraid of something different. You know, I like playing around with personal growth. So I'll write different things and put them on Facebook and stuff like that just to see what kind of reaction I get.
And what kind of reactions do you get?
Oh, some of it's really unique. Some of it isn't. But here's the thing that mostly is I pay attention really close. And, you know, a lot of the writings out there are all the same.
Yes.
And that's why I chose to write different, because I like writing visions. I want people to see a vision. And the whole vision is not going to be for anybody, everybody. But it's the one word that might just pop, you know, just pop that subconscious into a new paradigm. And that's what people don't understand. For me, wisdom comes in one word or one something, but it don't come in a big law. It's one word that opens out to wisdom. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. And those aha moments?
Yes.
I love those.
Me too. Now, Shannon, we're getting down to the last 7 minutes. Let's give out your information again and how they can get a hold of you.
You can find me at www.psychiccowgirl.com.
And on Twitter and Facebook and wherever. And all they'd have to do is Google Psychic Cowgirl and they'd get Shannon Lackman from Alberta, Canada.
Yes. Or Roxy Rancher.
Roxy
Rancher. One of my pen names was Roxy Rancher. Yes, you can find me with that one too.
So do you have books, CDs, and stuff people can purchase from your website?
Nope.
Okay.
You talk to me.
Oh, that's a privilege and an honor.
Nope, that's in the future, but not yet.
Well,
I'm not ready, and I just find that there's a saturation right now. So until I find what I want to say, no, I'm good.
Yeah, and there is a saturation, but, you know, if you read one, you've read them all just about.
Yes. They all say the same thing but with different words. But that's a good thing because everybody sees things differently. So you're able to find the one that resonates with you.
My book's different. It don't.
Your book's different? I'll have to check your book out.
It's The Wisdom of a Cowboy.
Wisdom of a Cowboy. That's a good name.
Well, but it's a book about, it starts out with Oh My Mirror and then it goes through a whole bunch. It's got the ranch, it's a Western theme written in them.
Okay.
But I wrote it and put you in front of the mirror and look at yourself and I didn't let you out of it for 200 pages.
Intriguing.
And I also, Shannon, I wrote it with words that made people have to get out of their sixth grade education and to expand their life.
And how'd that go?
It's not sold well, but everybody that's read it has loved it and expanded their life.
Nice. You just have to let other people catch up, right?
Well, that's the thing. If we keep staying in a sixth grade level reading, the world stays 5 years old.
True. But you know what? The internet has changed a lot.
Yes.
Because you can get so much interesting, unique information that you can take in and decide if it's yours or not. But you have so many more choices.
And that's the thing. It's all can hear you. And that's the thing the most. They can hear it. And you can get so much information. But, Shannon, don't you think it's also going to... Because we're going to get back to the mom and pop and the smallness of the world. Don't you feel that made us all unique before?
I think so. I think we're in the process of simplifying, don't you?
Yes, very much so. And if anybody's been listening to Shannon, it's psychiccowgirl.com is her website. Do you feel the energy and the heartfulness in Shannon's voice and how she can move you forward, but also how relaxed you'll be going through your life-expanding experiences? That's something I've been listening to and picking up here for everything. So, Shannon, what is it that really sets you apart besides what I just said, that really when people come, they get something that nobody else can offer?
Because when people sit down with me, or even on the phone, works great, they end up telling me their what they consider their secrets, and they don't get judged. I had lots of people tell me, I can't believe I said that to you. But once you let it out, it's not scary anymore, right?
Once you look at it and you can verbalize it,
and somebody listens.
And somebody listens without judgment.
Yes.
And don't you feel that's the real secret behind personal expansion when you're working with somebody, is don't judge them for who they are or what they've done?
And truly listen, yes, and not judging.
And most of them ain't done as much as I have, so it doesn't matter.
That's what I always say, too. My life's been a bit crazy, so don't worry. You can tell me anything.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what somebody says. You're crazy. I say, yeah, but crazy works good in this insane world. Saneness scares you crazy.
That is true. Crazy has more fun, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what's really ironic? I got a tape on the Aramaic Bible, a translation of it. The word sin is not in the Aramaic Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doesn't it mean something other than what we've taken it as, though?
Yeah, it's another word, and it doesn't mean nothing. Even Satan doesn't mean what we said in the Aramaic Bible.
Cool. I don't believe that there is a Satan, so.
Well, I thought
that's
I was.
Another discussion, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. There is no Satan. There is no negativity in the world. There's only seeds of wisdom to overcome. All the negativity you hear, don't you feel, Shannon, is waiting for somebody's wisdom to put it in the light?
Yes. Yes. And we get bombarded with it, which is too bad.
You know, here's the thing about, I've learned one thing about talk shows and all the, I like listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the exact same thing today they were saying 20 years ago in the 70s.
Really?
The working people, the wages are too high, and it's low wages and low interest rates has got the world in a recession.
I do hear people say that. And yet, if they understood money was energy, they wouldn't have that belief, would they?
No. See, money is an exchange for wisdom and innovation, and it's energy from it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you energize your wisdom, open out your innovation, you open out the cash flow. That's simple.
And get rid of those limiting beliefs about money.
Yeah, well, get rid of the history that we've been taught.
Yes.
Anyway, Shannon Lachman is my guest. And we're down to 10 seconds. Shannon's website is psychiccowgirl.com. You can find her on Twitter, Facebook. And if you've been listening, Shannon really has a unique way of opening people out to expand their life. And I want to thank Shannon,
everybody
in the chat room and in chat room and on the phone line for being here, but I really want to thank you, Shannon, for all the enlightenment, enlightening energies you give us, the expanding energies.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show. It was fun.
Oh, we'll do it again.
Sounds great.
And we'll give you a recording of this so you can put it on your website.
Yay, and send it to my mom.
Okay, that'll be good. So anyway, I'm going to close the show, and Shannon, thank you, and we'll do it again here in a little while. How's that?
Sounds great. Have a great evening, everybody.
Yeah, you too, and we'll see everybody later, and thank everybody.